it's time for StoryCorps, the project that travels the country collecting the stories of everyday people. Today we'll hear from a paramedic and the boy, now a grown man, whose life he saved. It happened in Brooklyn 22 years ago this summer. Brian Lindsay was riding his bike when he was hit by a van and almost killed. He was 7 years old. Rowan Allen was the paramedic on the scene.
When the call came in, it was just before my shift ended that day. The first instinct was, oh man, right before we get off. And then the dispatcher comes back on the ear and he says, child struck. That just changes everything. And luckily we were just a couple blocks away. You had a massive dent on your forehead. And I remember your mother asking me in the ambulance, is he going to be all right? And I played it down. And I said to her, oh, just a little bump on the head. But to this day, when I start thinking about the details, I get choked up. My partners and I would come to the hospital every chance we got and check in on you. Even after you came out of the hospital and you were getting better, we used to come by the house. We would drive by.
Yeah. I know it was second grade, and it was hard to adjust. The kids would call me Helmet Head because I would have a helmet on my head. And I remember crying to the doctor, saying, I don't want to go to school. He said, oh, don't worry, you know, all the ladies going to love your helmet. But it was a complete opposite. It's torture for those years.
I had no contact with you guys for a very long time. But one day we brought a patient into the hospital, and I heard this lady's voice. I didn't see her. I just heard the voice, and it stopped me dead in my tracks. And so I backed up, and I looked in the room, and there was this little short nurse. It was your mother, and she saw me. We were hugging up real tight, and she's crying, and I'm bawling. And she said, Brian's going to be graduating, and I want you to come as a surprise. And when I showed up that day, when I rang the bell, did she tell you to open the door?
Yeah, she told me to open the door.
She set you up.
Set me up good. You know, just to be here with you is more than I could ever ask. And it's a privilege to be around you. I really sincerely thank you.
I appreciate that, Brian. I mean, to develop this kind of a relationship and this kind of bond, I can't put it into words, but this is what makes me do what I do. I feel so good.
That's paramedic Rowan Allen with Brian Lindsay in New York. Lindsay now runs his own business, and Allen still works with the New York City Fire Department. This and all StoryCorps interviews are archived at the Library of Congress, and you can subscribe to the StoryCorps podcast at npr.org.